Well, it's been a year since the murder of three Muslim American students in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and their families have been working to cast a light on and reshape the narrative of the Muslim immigrant experience in America. From Here and Now, contributor network WUNC, Jorge Valencia tells of how they're starting with a house that they're converting into a community center.
The house is here near downtown Raleigh, North Carolina, and these days it's a work in progress. Some volunteers have been gutting it and pulling off the sidings. They want to convert it to a community center for high school students, entrepreneurs, and a nonprofit to fight Islamophobia.
Around the face of the patio, we want to have a quote. The quote would be, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." And it's a MLK quote. And I thought it's...
Ferris Barakat is the brother of Dia Barakat. Dia owned the house and rented it. Dia, his wife Yusra Abu Salha, and his sister-in-law Rizan Abu Salha were killed last year in nearby Chapel Hill. Many called the shootings a hate crime against Muslims.
It ties in the theme of light and darkness, and also love and hate, in a theme of like being able to respond to something so hateful with unity and resilience, as opposed to more hate.
It's been a long road for the Barakat and the Abu Salha families. Their children were college students, and the shootings have been on their minds every day. Dia's sister, Suzanne, spoke about them in graphic detail at the storytelling event, The Moth. Just a warning that she's describing a very violent incident.
Dia had just gotten home from UNC. He was a 10-minute bus ride from school. He'd gotten off the bus, taken a picture with his classmate wearing the same jacket. Came home, and Yusra and Razan had made dinner. They were eating dinner, and the neighbor knocked on their door.
Suzanne says that Dia's neighbor knocked on the door, shot Dia, then walked to the kitchen and shot Yusra.
The single shot to the back of the head goes on to Razan, who is screaming for her life, an execution-style single bullet into the back of her head. On his way out, finishes Dia off with one more bullet to the mouth, for a total of 8 bullets, 2 lodged in his head, 2 in his chest, and the rest in his extremities.
The family say the motive was hatred against their religion.
That the climate that we're in, one that allows public figures, no matter where they are in the political spectrum, from Ben Carson to Bill Maher, to sweepingly bash Muslims, undoubtedly played a role in fueling this hatred.
Prosecutors say the neighbor, Craig Hicks, confessed to the shootings. They charged him with 3 counts of first-degree murder, but not with a hate crime. A trial is still pending. So the families have been shaping their children's story on their own. They helped out with scholarships created by NC State University and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And they carried out plans Dia had been making.
My name is Dia Barakat. I'm a dental student at UNC, and I need your help. This summer, I'm embarking on a trip to Turkey with 10 dentists to help Syrian refugee students in need of urgent dental care.
Dia was raising money on the internet and by selling toothbrushes outside of mosques.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning. My name is Frank Wijnen. Your person on this flight to the city of Istanbul.
Dia's brother and father went in his place to volunteer with dentists and students on Turkey's border with Syria. Back in Raleigh, friends of Razan, Yusra, and Dia have spent many weekends remodeling Dia's old house. At first, they thought it was a one-month project, but after 8 months of sanding floors, tearing down walls, they still have more work. I asked Ferris what his brother would say if he saw the house.
I guess I'd hope he'd be proud, but I imagine he has a better house where he's at.
Ferris says he wants the story of Razan, Yusra, and Dia to be a beacon. So he's naming the house the Lighthouse, after Dia, whose name in Arabic means light. For Here and Now, I'm Jorge Valencia in Raleigh, North Carolina.